Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up with all the news you should know about. Today, it's not just the federal government that's close to a spending deal. Lawmakers in Harrisburg may also be close to a deal to end Pennsylvania's months-long budget impasse. But SNAP food aid is still in limbo through all of this, and that has some grocery stores worried about the upcoming holidays. It's Wednesday, November 12th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with the state budget. Pennsylvania has gone more than 130 days without a state budget, but lawmakers in Harrisburg may actually be close to a deal. Harrisburg leaders appear to have agreed on the outline of a deal to end the impasse. But as Tom Reese reports for WVIA, Democrats may give up a key environmental initiative as part of the bargain.
Rank-and-file lawmakers say they've been told a $50.1 billion deal has been reached by Governor Josh Shapiro and leaders in both parties. That's $1 billion less than Shapiro originally proposed, and billions more than Republicans wanted to spend. But environmentalists say they're worried that as part of the deal, Democrats agreed to walk away from plans to join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. The multi-state program seeks to limit emissions by charging fees on polluters, but it's been held up in courts since former Governor Tom Wolf proposed joining the effort in 2019. Both the House and the Senate are expected to meet Wednesday morning, and each chamber must approve the budget for it to reach Shapiro's desk. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. The current budget draft would also increase public education funding by $1 billion. Currently, the bill does not legalize or tax marijuana, tax skill games, or increase minimum wage. Counties, schools, and nonprofits have halted hiring, cut budgets, and taken on debt, waiting for lawmakers to decide what they'll fund. Find more on this at WVIA.org. Meanwhile, Congress has taken steps this week to end the federal government shutdown, but legal battles over SNAP funding continue. As Sidney Roach reports for WVIA, food retailers in Pennsylvania are worried what will happen if SNAP payments are paused any longer.
There are more than 10,000 SNAP-certified grocers and food retailers in Pennsylvania. Alex Beloga is the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Food Merchants Association. It's a networking and advocacy group for grocery stores, convenience stores, wholesale distributors, and suppliers. He's hopeful for the U.S. House to vote this week to end the government shutdown.
You know, if this doesn't come to a resolution soon, yeah, you definitely could see some lasting impacts there. Like stores having to cut back on staff or having to cut back on, again, what they're able to purchase or offer, or even potentially having trouble remaining open, depending on how long it would continue.
Beloga says the uncertainty of the moment makes it difficult to make staffing choices, know how much food to order, and how to communicate SNAP updates to customers. He says the impact is especially hard on small stores in rural communities.
And then, of course, you have the holidays coming up, and that's a really busy time, and you know you want to be prepared for that.
Even if the government reopens this week, it's not clear when SNAP payments will go through. And Beloga says there could soon be new requirements for stores to be SNAP certified, further compounding their holiday stress. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. Now for another environmental issue. Environmentalists have filed a lawsuit to stop the expansion of a major natural gas pipeline system in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. The project would include 10 miles of new pipeline in Lancaster County and an expanded compressor station in Chester County. As Susan Phillips reports for WVIA, the once-abandoned project is now revived.
Although the pipeline company Williams gained federal approval for the project in 2019, it did not get the necessary clean water permits from New Jersey or New York. So the project was abandoned in 2024. But this spring, the company told federal regulators it wanted to build it, in part to help with President Donald Trump's goal of expanding natural gas. Those federal regulators approved the project this summer. Mooney Naismith is an attorney with Earth Justice, which is representing the environmental groups challenging the decision of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, also known as FERC.
The company went back to FERC this year and said, just kidding, we want to build the project anyway. We want you to essentially resurrect the approval you gave us back in 2019. There's no process for it. There are no rules for it.
The pipeline company Williams says it has already gone through a rigorous environmental review. For the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories like this at WVIA.org, and you can sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter there as well. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday so you don't miss a beat. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.